Cougar.com.
Back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. It's the 9th of November, and we are here for the 7 o'clock hour. Part of every Friday, we spend talking about the Education Spotlight, and for this week's Education Spotlight, we're going to tell you about the Busy Bee Bakers from South Shores Elementary, and joining us in studios are a couple of guests we want to say good morning to, and we'll say good morning to Janine Edrington and Sarah Kennedy, who are here with us. So tell me about this. Where did it start? Whose idea? How did it all begin?
Well, what happened was I decided I was going to teach a few girls how to bake. I've been with the district over 20 years, and usually at Christmas time, I take kids home and make candy, and I was shocked how many kids didn't know when I'd say, pick up a spatula or hand me a measuring cup. I had no clue.
Is this a kind of a fast food thing generation, you know, where people just don't cook as much as they used to?
Well, and Brian, I think the fact is parents are busy. Both parents work. Where I grew up in Weldon, and we had 4-H, and we had home ec in high school, and you know, you just learn life skills because it was part of your daily routine. These kids don't have that. A lot of them are latchkey kids, go home, which, you know, I admire. We have a lot of parents who work really hard to make ends meet.
Sure.
And so anyway, we started with a group to teach kids. My other goal was this. I am getting ready to retire next year. I hang around with a lot of older people. And every time we would talk about Decatur, it'd be, oh, these kids in this town are scum.
You get sick of that.
I do. Yeah. And our schools are terrible. And I was like, will you stop and get yourself in our schools and meet our children? They are the most resilient. They come up against the odds. They work so hard. Come meet some of them and see. They're taking care of brothers and sisters. They're cooking for families. They're doing a lot with no money. Just meet them. Well, so I didn't think anybody would show up, and we had retired people from Caterpillar, retired people from ADM. We have probably 8 of the top mentors that teach Busy Bee Bakers,
yeah,
and show up and buy the groceries and can tell you. It cracks me up because you can tell they run departments. They can tell you how much per unit per kid it costs to make the muffins.
I love
it. So anyway, we went from that to the next year. We had such an amazing turnout. I thought, you know, well, if we can get 5 kids a semester, all of a sudden we had 60 kids interested and couldn't do everybody. So the next year, I had other volunteers from the community say, well, you know, I would teach them how to build birdhouses. I love working with wood. So we started the Busy Bee Builders for first the boys, and now we've added the girls. And then we decided we wanted to teach our kids that even though they may not have a lot of resource on their own, they can give back to this community. So our builders, of course, for the environment, and then our weavers, we are taking plastic bags and crocheting them into mats for the homeless, waterproof bags. And we have a large group of kids that we've taught to crochet, which takes the patience of a saint.
But I was going to say, you lost me on the crocheting.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So we have 5 different, Sarah and I were just saying, how did this grow from 5 kids teaching them how to bake to this? If you would come in our building on Thursday afternoon from 2 to 3:30, you would see we had a community volunteer went out and bought 3 sewing machines, said, I'll teach them to sew. We have a sewing group making lap robes for hospice. We have the weavers going on. We have the builders going on. We have the craft corner going on. They're making things they take down to Imboden Creek to our elderly neighbors that maybe don't have family who visit them. It's all about community.
Yeah, so you started off with a small group of kids kind of thinking about life skills, right? And now that's turned into not only life skills, but to thinking of other people and how they can give back. And those are the lessons that kids learn that go with them for a lifetime, right?
Yeah, well, and the great thing that happened from that is we asked our kids what they would like to do. And last year, they came up with, hey, let's have our own student-run food bank. Because we have kids here who come in hungry and who don't get to eat supper. I know Decatur has an amazing food bank system, but for some of our parents who are working and trying to make ends meet and don't have transportation, take buses to work at McDonald's, wherever, and when they get home, they can't get to food banks. So, and I know they get link cards, but there are some people who they have rent to pay. They have choices to make, and so sometimes there's just no food. So we have, Sarah, tell him how many families we have that were.
Currently with our food bank, we feed 23 families
Okay. Within
the South Shores School District, or school, and that equals 123 people And we have families ranging from 3 people to 8 people. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple of families who are deemed homeless and they live with other families. And, you know, so in that situation, when you have 8 people living in a home and there's only 1 income, you know, you need a little bit of help. We have some families whose moms are in college and trying to better themselves. And so it's a lot of people that are just out there trying to make ends meet, trying to do what's best for their families and their kids, and they need a little extra help.
Okay, so you guys decided to do that. The kids decided to do that. And so you start out sort of cooking and food nutrition and measuring, but it ends up being about mentoring and community
really
service
does.
And giving back.
Relationships with these kids.
Yeah. Now, how did the Decatur Public Schools Foundation help you guys out?
Well, Zach, God bless him, he came right on that first year and said, hey, we will write the grant. We'll support you. They completely funded us our first year, reimbursed us for all the food. Every kid after he's done with Busy Bee Bakers goes home with a supply kit so that any recipe we've taught them to make, they have what they need, measuring cups, spatula, bowl, cookie sheets, whatever, muffin tins, to make those things. And I think I just read in the brochure that's $13.15 a kid.
Yeah, that's the one thing I learned serving on the Public Schools Foundation board is, you know, how much a $500 gift can do. Yeah,
oh,
I mean, you know, the impact it can have on so many kids. Because I think people don't give sometimes because they think unless I've got, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars, mm-hmm. I'm not going to have an impact. And it's unbelievable what a few $100 will
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. And with our food pantry, we tell people if all you do is go and download the Free Friday download from Kroger, and you donate that one thing, if we have 23 people do that, then each family gets one.
Yeah.
And you haven't spent a dime.
That's exactly right.
You know, so it we don't care if your donation is tiny or huge. Mm-hmm. We appreciate everything. And we just had a donation come in from Strip Masters. We've had donations from Eisenhower. We've had our food bank kicked off with a grant from IEA SCORE. And so we have gotten support. Now our bakers is funded through the foundation from Tate and Lyle. And so the community support, again, big and small, has been incredible and overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And so we just have to really put out a thank you to everybody.
Absolutely.
And I understand that's the only way it works.
Tate and Lyle got involved as well in helping sponsor some of these other efforts.
They came on this year and they completely fund the Busy Bee Bakers. And so, you know, here, and you know what that does for our mentors? It shows them, wow, Decatur is a pretty awesome community.
Yeah.
And I've heard them say that more than once, that when they came in, Brian, they did not have that attitude.
No, mentoring is always, I mean, it's about helping somebody else, but you also end up getting it back. It always works that way. Now, I love the fact that you challenge these people, and good for them for stepping up and taking mm-hmm. the chance to do it. I understand that tomorrow night at the Legacy of Learning banquet at the reception, Lindsay, what time is the reception? It's 5 o'clock?
5 p.m.
Yeah, so dinner's at 6. So from 5 to 6, one of the cool things they do every year is they really do bring some of the classroom to this mm-hmm. thing so people who aren't in the classrooms get a chance to see it. And from what I understand, they're going to be showing you guys off tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We'll have a display of all the things right. that the kids have made, samples of it, and the mentors will be there hopefully to talk to other people. I mean, I'd love to see this spread to other schools. It's made our school a community, and it's made our kids feel loved and cared for. And that is, that's priceless.
All right. Well, listen, if you guys have questions, are you both going to be there tomorrow night then?
We are.
Okay, good. Then you can ask Janine in person, or you can ask Sarah, and they will be happy to explain it. But it takes individuals like you guys, though. I mean, don't, you know, pat yourselves on the back a little bit. I know you're talking about community because somebody has to lead the charge, you know. Mm-hmm. And if it's going to happen in other buildings, there's going to have to be a Janine, there's going to have to be a Sarah that will, you know, take that and mm-hmm. take it on. So kudos to you guys. It's fun to meet you and fun to hear about the program.
Thank you so
Great
much.
Stuff. These skills are going to help kids for a long time. And that for, you know, the idea of servitude and giving back hopefully stays with them for a lifetime as well. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast. Back with more after this.
Today we've got a few snow flurries this morning and a chance of snow this afternoon. Highs near 35. For tonight, 30% chance of snow showers before 9 p.m. Cloudy during the early evening, then clearing with lows around 19 degrees. Saturday, sunshine, highs near 31. And then for your Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 42 degrees. It is 33 degrees in downtown Decatur.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale's Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge